From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. So far, it's been a long road to the White House, months and months of campaigning before the primaries even started, and then a gradual winnowing of candidates as voters had their say. But it's certainly not over yet. This weekend, Barack Obama picked up delegates in Louisiana, Maine, Washington, and Nebraska, and conservative voters in Louisiana and Kansas gave Mike Huckabee the thumbs up. Tomorrow brings the Potomac primaries. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is here to break things down for us. Hey, Ron.
Good to be with you, Farai.
So last time we talked a lot about Super Tuesday. Nobody won convincingly. This weekend we saw a little bit more of a pattern. So what was the most significant race on the Democratic side first?
I suppose the most significant would be the one that had the most delegates. That would be Washington State. That was a caucus, and it attracted record turnout, more than double the turnout record in previous years in Washington State. And it was won convincingly, overwhelmingly, 2-1 by Barack Obama. You could also, though, say that the largest number of votes that were cast in any state over the weekend were in Louisiana, which did not have quite as big a delegate payout, but which was a primary and therefore had a larger voting base, also won by Barack Obama, although with a little less than 60%, because while he dominated the African-American vote at 86% or so, according to the exit polls, he did not do nearly as well among white voters, and that depressed his margin. Still, an easy win, almost 20 points.
What about the Republicans? What was the most significant news?
The most significant news, I think, on the Republican side was that two states, Kansas and Louisiana, shot across the bow of John McCain by saying they were not ready to endorse the idea he was the nominee. Washington State was called for John McCain with some of the vote yet to be counted and not too much of a margin for John McCain, but the state party chairman out there said they had seen enough caucus counting and they were going to award half the state's delegates to John McCain and then do the rest in a primary that's coming up in a few weeks. Now, that's already been protested by the Huckabee campaign, which was hoping to get a sweep, like Barack Obama, of all the events on the ballot on Saturday for the Republicans.
So parse out for us this delegate situation on the Democratic side. What's the state of play right now in terms of who has how many?
Well, it's a big scoreboard, and there are a lot of different numbers on it, and they do move around a fair amount. But let's start with the ones that are pretty certain and aren't going to change. That's the number of pledged delegates won so far. These are the delegates that are allocated to each candidate on the basis of the results of each primary or caucus. So in this station, and where we stand now, Hillary Clinton has 893 from all the states that have voted so far on the Democratic side, and Barack Obama has 952. So he is open to lead there of almost 60 delegates among the pledged delegates. Now, of course, as we've been saying right along through this campaign, there is another category of delegate. It amounts to about 20% of the overall number of delegates going to the National Convention in Denver, and we call them superdelegates. That's an informal term. They have been created over the years by the Democratic Party to be something of a counterweight and to keep the, if you will, party officialdom in the game. So if you're a member of Congress or you're a member of the Democratic National Committee or you're a Democratic governor, you are automatically a delegate to the convention, and they call them superdelegates. Now, among this group, and again, it's roughly 800 overall, here Hillary Clinton has a lead of 243 to 156 for Obama. So if you do the math, she is still ahead overall, 1,136 to 1,108.
Man, you know, good thing I stuck with the math in college. Anyway, so let's move on to what could be more winning and losing math. D.C., Maryland, Virginia go to the polls tomorrow. All three have significant African-American populations. So are these states and the district leaning towards Obama?
Yes, they are. We expect the District of Columbia not to be close. That's for 15 delegates. That is a black-majority city, and the District of Columbia is the city of Washington. Then there's Maryland, and Maryland is increasingly dominated by three of its polities. The city of Baltimore, of course, and on the Democratic side, the city is the most important part. Then here in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., we have Prince George's County, which is a majority African-American county, and we also have Montgomery County, which is of mixed race but does have a very large proportion of higher income people whose living is usually in some sense or another associated with the federal government, and it tends to also vote very Democratic. All three of these jurisdictions are expected to go substantially for Barack Obama. So Maryland should not be a problem for him.
What about Virginia, which has, you know, it's this intersection of sometimes Democratic politics and sometimes Republican and conservative politics?
Yes, indeed. Well, here we have the state of Virginia, which is, of course, famous as the capital of the Confederacy. This is the state where massive resistance was the policy in the 1950s in resisting school desegregation. It is a state where the old Dixiecrat Democratic Party kind of fell apart in the years after integration began, in the years after the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act in the middle 60s, and where a new Democratic Party has been built in its place, based on African-American voters, also on white suburban voters in Northern Virginia in the Washington, D.C. suburbs, and on traditional Democratic voters around the state who have moved back into the Democratic Party for reasons usually of economic issues. Now, that voting bloc has strengthened in recent years and has, for example, been responsible for electing a Democratic senator in Jim Webb last November, and previous to that, rather in November of 2006, and also a Democratic governor, Tim Kaine. And Tim Kaine has thrown his operation, his political assets, behind Barack Obama in Virginia, where he's also very popular among the African-Americans in the Tidewater area and in the Richmond area and in the Washington, D.C. suburbs. He has a substantial polling lead in Virginia as well, Farai.
Now, going back to the delegate question, Mitt Romney had a significant number of delegates. What happens to his delegates on the Republican side? Who gets to choose what pile they get thrown in?
He had 282 pledged delegates when he got out of the race last Thursday, bowing out to John McCain. But he did not actually totally 100% leave the campaign. He suspended his campaign, which means he's no longer really contesting John McCain's nomination. But if something should happen, some untoward event were to really alter the course of things in the next couple of weeks or months, or as we get closer to the convention, if something happened to John McCain and Mitt Romney wanted to get back into the fray, he's still holding on to that cache of delegates, which is at this point still the second largest. He's still a little bit ahead Mike Huckabee, even though Huckabee had a pretty good weekend out there. So Mitt Romney's hanging on to those delegates for now. In the end, we expect there will not be a big fight for the nomination at the convention, and all the delegates will make it unanimous for John McCain, except those few who might choose to cast a kind of protest vote.
All right. Well, Ron, thanks again.
Thank you, Farai.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving joined us from NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C.